All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
People are mad at myself and at Leroy because we have an opinion. An opinion that doesn't completely agree with them. Yesterday we were talking about this podcast put out the top 50 rappers of all time.
That's a big list. And can I just mention, there were no women on that list.
On the 50 rappers?
On the 50. Zero.
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
Okay.
Go ahead.
There's no women on my list of top. But we only did top 10. Right. We only did top 10. Leroy, because I'm like, I'm not going to. If I do a top 50, I'll be there all day.
So it was the top 10 rappers of all time. And I have a question just to clarify.
Okay.
What did each of you base your top 10 on?
Ooh, good one. Good one. Good one. Leroy, would you like to answer
first? Well, for me, it was simply who pulls the most emotion out of me. Like,
okay.
Who makes me, you know, turn my face upside down because they just, what they're saying is just. It's just filthy.
I feel a similar way to that, but
it's about the emotion that the person.
Not the emotion, just I'm like, oh, that was nice. Mm-hmm. But I'm not exactly. Here's where I'm different. I'm not the biggest wordplay guy. Mm-hmm. A little bit, but not the biggest. I'm more with like the sound, the variety. Can you switch it up? Do different things? Is it just like fun to listen to?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So like that automatically like takes guys like Fabulous out because he's a monotone rapper. You know what I'm saying? Mace, he's a monotone rapper. Like guys like that get eliminated because that's not like, I don't care how great their wordplay is, what they're rapping about. I care less what they're rapping about.
But isn't that what makes you a rapper?
No.
And not necessarily like the beat. Well, no,
not
okay.
In my opinion.
But this is going by your list. Okay. That's why I was just curious.
Which is why a lot of people are crapping on my rabbit.
Exactly.
So, okay, Leroy, go ahead. Go from 10 to 1.
All right. So, at number 10, I have Ghostface Killah. Then I have Eminem. Big Pun's at number 8. Big L. Rakim. Nas at number 5. Andre 3000 at number 4. My top 3 are Jay-Z, Biggie at number 2, and number 1, Tupac Shakur.
Tupac Shakur. All right.
Tupac Shakur.
Speaking of Tupac Shakur, he's my number 10.
Wow.
By the way, that's what a lot of people are mad at me because of that. I'm like, why are you mad at me? I can explain why he's my number 10. And not just number 10, almost got knocked out by Andre 3000. Andre 3000 was my honorable mention at number 11.
Okay.
I knocked Andre out, I think because I was like, if I don't put Tupac on this list, people are going to think I'm trolling or something like that. So I got Tupac at 10, Lil Wayne at 9, Biggie at 8, Snoop at 7, Ludacris.
You're bugging.
No, I'm not bugging.
Yeah, bugging.
Tell me that when you hear a Ludacris verse on a song that you don't turn it up a little bit. Go like, okay,
not
okay.
Not top 10, man. I'm sorry.
Well, whatever. Redman at number 5. Nas at number 4. Number 3, Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes. Oh, what? Am I bugging with Busta Rhymes too?
I think so too.
Really?
Top 3 of all time. But anyways, go ahead. It's your list.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have put Big L because that would have been giving me more credibility in hip hop. Because every time Big L is on a big hit song, everyone's like, oh! People try and imitate that. No. Busta Rhymes, number 3. Jay-Z, number 2. And number 1, no one wants to admit this because they hate saying that the white man is the best rapper.
Oh,
but Eminem,
yeah, that's why.
Eminem is number 1. He's the Jackie Robinson of hip hop. He's the Jackie Robinson. People will. The only reason that they crap on him is because they say, well, he's not really supposed to be there, but he has consistently, and he is a wordplay guy. I like his wordplay. I like the way he sounds. I like the way he changes it up. Go ahead.
He's cool. I mean, I got him in my top 10. I got him at 9, but
number nine.
I don't know, man. It's no.
Okay, no, you have Tupac at number one, but that's because you're a Tupac groupie.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I own that.
Exactly.
But you're a groupie because you believe.
Yes, because he's great. I mean, he was great. Rest in peace, my God.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's why, because he always pulled an emotion out of me and out of millions and millions of fans, so... That's why he's number one to me.
Well, I have to throw this up because we put both lists up. We put it up on the Get Up Crew Facebook page and on our Get Up Crew 969 Instagram. And it's really interesting because on Facebook, Romero, you're winning.
Yeah.
But on Instagram, Leroy's winning. Yeah. It's really weird.
Well, Facebook is a much bigger platform than Instagram. You know what? No, here's the thing. A lot of people, why they're mad at me is because for some reason I have Tupac at number 10. I don't know what to tell you. You know why? Because there's a lot of Tupac songs, frankly, that I don't care for. Lightning, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Okay, it's not there. There's a lot of Tupac songs that I don't care for. My list of Tupac songs that I do care for is a lot shorter than my list of Eminem songs that I care for. Wow. That's right. Okay. But maybe it's because Tupac was around for like about 5 years and Eminem's been around for a lot longer.
Stop it.
I'm serious. And you know what, Leroy?
What?
With that thought process, I'm actually considering switching out Tupac with Drake. That's right. Name me somebody. Name me.
I'm about to leave the studio.
Name me.
Are you serious?
Name me.
They're coming for you.
Okay, if this is sports, right?
I'm serious.
Listen to me. If this was sports and somebody had a great 5 or 6 year career with maybe like 3 really good seasons, would you rather have that or 10 consistent all-star MVP type seasons?
Leroy's about to fall off his chair.
I'm going to argue like this. I just said there's a bunch of Tupac songs that I frankly don't care for. Okay? I can't really think of any Drake songs that I'm like, not care. You throw me any Drake song on right now? Are you kidding me?
Romero, because...
Throw that song with Big Frida. I'll pump it up.
Because we're cool... I'm going to walk you to your car. I will meet you at your car tomorrow morning because you're going to need security.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. 20 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2. 8-1-3-3-2.